it can happen. So, I wonder, have any of you, does everyone have a brother or sister? Yeah. Do you have a brother or sister? Everyone does. All of us do. Okay, I do too. I wonder, has there ever been a time where you had to forgive your brother or your sister for something?
Yeah.
Is it, we're not going to ask for a count of how many times yesterday, but sometimes it's pretty hard, isn't it? Sometimes when our brother or our sister does something that we don't like, whether it's to us or maybe they accidentally kicked a Lego creation that we had worked an hour on, and it just went, and it was just a big mess. And we're like, we're so hurt, we're so sad because it took so long and I can never build it again. Not just like that. And it's hard to forgive them. Well, Peter asked Jesus one time, he said, hey, Jesus, you know, if my brother sins against me and then asks me to forgive him, how many times should I forgive him? Seven times? Now, Peter was, we'll give you a little hint. Peter was thinking, this is pretty cool, seven times. That's a lot. That's a lot of times. But you know what Jesus told him? He said, what do you tell him? That's okay. In this story, there's a lot of times where Jesus and Peter talk. So you're probably getting some jumbled up. This time, Peter said, how many times should I forgive my brother? Hand down. If he sins against me. Up to seven times? He was like, that's pretty good. Like, if someone does you wrong again and again and again and again and again and again and again, that's a lot. But Jesus said, not seven times, 77 times. That's a lot of forgiving, isn't it? That's a lot of forgiving. Jesus is our perfect example of being a forgiver because he didn't ever do anything wrong. But people were still mean to him and killed him. There's a verse here. Now, I should have marked it. I marked it on my notes. Oh, I got it. It's marked right here. Colossians 3. This is what I want you to think about. Even though there's some big words in here, I'll explain them as best I can. Are you ready? Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So there's a lot of words there, and if we wrote them out and you could read them along with, I mean, same with the adults. If I said, hey, what did I just read? Some of them know the verse. Others of them would be like, I got no idea, man. You're talking now. I forgot everything else. But there's a lot of words in there. But he says, we are to forgive whatever trouble we have with each other because God forgave us, right? And he said, over all of this, put on love. So one of the ways that we love our brother or love our sister or love our mom or love our dad or our grandma or grandpa or our uncles or aunts or our friends is by forgiving them. It can be challenging, but it's nice to remember that we've been forgiven. Then it's easier to forgive others. So can I pray for you? And then you guys can go back to your seats. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for your forgiveness, which means a lot more than our forgiveness. Help us to forgive each other just like you would want. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, guys. I don't have any candy for you. I know, Maggie, usually I do, but not today. You guys can have a seat. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll find something. Candy. You only come for the candy.